Hello again. Here to give you some updates. Yep. Here to give some updates, and first and foremost, to give an update regarding Broad Step with their CBRF and adult family homes. We have talked at the last two, I believe, quality committees about last October. We had given notice to Broad Step that we were going to stop admissions to the group homes due to quality concerns, staffing patterns, them giving us notifications of critical incidents, items of that nature. After we gave notice, we did also receive and know of notice from the department from the state of Wisconsin that on February 14th, they also gave notice to Broad Step that they were stopping referrals specifically at the Bellwood home due to ongoing quality concerns they were having as well. So when that occurred, we did our due diligence by meeting and reviewing all the concerns listed in that large statement of deficiency that was given to Broad Step from the state of Wisconsin. At that time, we sent a notification again to Broad Step, just reiterating our concerns and making sure they understood that we would continue to have our no admission decision in place at a minimum until the state of Wisconsin reviewed Bellwood. Broad Step's new leadership forwarded us a communication from the state of Wisconsin letting us know that the state did an on-site survey on April 11th. They did a survey and felt that they had made substantial improvements and that they could resume admissions to Bellwood effective April 4th was the date they gave on that letter. So with that information, our team from CARS and also our contract compliance under the leadership of Lolita, her team began working very closely with the leaders, Broad Step leaders, to work out a plan to resume admissions to Step homes. So with that, a notice that we'll be able to put into the packet for the next meeting, because I literally just hit send on a notice to Broad Step this morning, letting them know that we are approving admissions to begin at Sherman. That we've had the compliance reviews go through, things have been corrected, and we are doing that so we can have an admission happen for someone who's ready to be in their new home at Sherman tomorrow. So we've given that approval for Sherman, and then in queue we have Oklahoma, Calumet, and Thurston, which Lolita's team will be working with them very closely in this next week to review everything in hopes that we can resume admissions next week. And so with Tamara's leadership, went through and identified which homes are well-staffed, that the Broad Step leaders feel that they've been trained, staff are ready and prepared to care for clients, and we've gone through and strategically picked which homes and in which order to be doing this, working with them side by side to be able to resume admissions. We have not gotten to that point yet with Bellwood, but we meet at least monthly regarding all transitions with the Broad Step leaders, and then we also have each of our independent service areas that are meeting more often with the leaders, trying to make sure that we are meeting all the needs of the clients that Broad Step's now serving. So wanted to give that notice regarding our ability to resume admissions to some of those homes, and that we're working on that process.
Clarify for me. So Broad Step was sold, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But they're yeah. Keeping the name Broad Step?
At this time, they are. Okay. The new leaders are familiar to us. They are they okay. Oversee their current agencies are Matt Talbot, Genesis, right. And Horizon Healthcare.
Right. Okay.
Horizons. Yep. So they are the same leadership group. They did choose to keep the name for a period of time, as all of the state certifications are under the name of Broad Step. So this way, the group homes, you know, they're all licensed under Broad Step. And so in time, the agency may change that name. And
changes.
Yep. And they do have plans. Yeah.
So we're talking all the homes that we're talking about are all homes for people with mental health and substance use.
Yes.
Or co-occurring.
Co-occurring. And then that agent, that agency overall, they also have their own AODA residential facilities that they run, but this would be our group homes and AFHs that we look to serve within our behavioral health side, which is mental health, substance use, and co-occurring. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So again, that just went out this morning, but having the opportunity to share that with you today, I thought it was right to at least give that verbal, and then I will work with Darian to make sure that it's in the next packet so that you can have that at least to reference then in writing. It has all the dates and everything, so if you ever want to reference back. So that's our update regarding Broad Step. And then our next one is regarding creative counseling. So in March, on March 10th, we gave notice to Creative Counseling, which is an outpatient behavioral health care provider who has been a part of our CCS network. They had previously been serving adults and youth at a different point in the past, ended serving youth and had been serving adults. And so in March, we gave notice as our CCS leadership actually began working with Creative Counseling in April of 2021. So over quite a period of time, our CCS leaders and the compliance team had been working with them regarding concerns, deficiencies in standards, quality care, and upholding client rights. So several items of concern came to our attention, had been reviewed, and we chose to make that notification of ending referrals. When that went through, we began working with them regarding a plan of correction to have those corrections put in place. But then on May 11th, the agency gave BHS notice that they were going to choose to end their contract and no longer be a CCS provider effective July 1st. So the CCS team has been working with their clinic team to help transition clients who may have been receiving their outpatient therapy services from that agency and being able to select another one from our numerous outpatient mental health clinics that they can choose and receive services from in CCS. So that was another notification. You're welcome.
Denise, any questions?
Yeah, I thank you for the update, and as trying to figure out like how, you know, best support these organizations that we really need them to provide services. Certainly we need them to provide high quality services. But yeah, what's the solution? But you know, I think continuing to support providers and help grow the great workforce in the behavioral health service line. How do we grow this workforce so that we can serve people in the way that they need to be served?
I look at the flip side of it also, and there's citations that are issued that go back to 21 and what those were and who they involved in being that I'm served by the program, and I know other people that are served by the program. We do due diligence to make sure that all the youth and adults are safe.
Exactly. Yeah.
thanks for acknowledging that, both of you. Yeah, you know, those are really the challenges of it, right? We want to have a network that gives people a lot of choice and selection and to meet their needs. But at the same time, as Mary said, the due diligence of making sure that the quality is there. And so much of it is about hiring, onboarding, orientation, training, no matter what level of care we're looking at. That's a big part of being able to attract that workforce that has dedication to serving people and being helpful and of assistance, and also take their training seriously so that they are, you know, they are using their boundaries, but yet they are working to serve people as much as they can. So it is always a balancing act, and we really do try to support our providers, and we want them to succeed. But at the same time, when we know that there are some deficiencies happening, we have to have that accountability, call people on it, and we work side by side with them to make those improvements, but sometimes they just choose that maybe being in our network is a little more cumbersome than they would like to do.
Thank you very much, Amy. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you.